had good conscience. Didn't violate his conscience at all. Conscience is not a guide. Conscience is a judge if you've been taught correctly, but never a guide. That's the devil's deception. Sincerity is sufficient. Some teach that. Well, this fellow right here that we just talked about said he persecuted the church of God and wasted it. He said, I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city of Cilicia, yet brought up in this city, that's in Jerusalem, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and was taught the perfect manner of the fathers, and am zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. Can't find any person any more sincere than that. The idea behind that, of course, there's lots of history behind that. But Jewish people, they wanted their sons, especially their firstborn sons, to become doctors of the law. So they taught them a trade while they were at home so they could make a living in case they didn't become doctors of the law. But as soon as they got to be about 13 years old, they sent them to Jerusalem to study the things of the law of Moses under the Jewish leaders there. So this man, he said, I was born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but I was brought up in this city, in Jerusalem, at the feet of Gamaliel. And we know about him, the great doctor of the law that they all respected in Acts chapter 5. Paul said, I was brought up as his feet. I was taught the perfect manner of the fathers, and I was zealous toward God. I guess he was. He thought that the religion of Christ was a heresy. He desired letters from the chief priests that he might go into far cities and persecute them, bind them, and deliver them unto prison, and even condemn them unto death. Pretty sincere. But you know what he was told when he was struck down out there on that road? You arise and go into the city, and there it will be told thee what thou must do. Acts 9, verse 6. Sincerity alone just won't get the job done. You'll be told what you must do. You know what he's told? Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22 and verse 16. You know, if we really believe the truth about sin, we'd abhor it. Paul says, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good, Romans chapter 12 and verse 9. But because of the devil, men make light of salvation. They don't believe the threatenings of the Bible, so they don't believe the promises of the Bible, and they haven't all obeyed the gospel, Romans chapter 10 and verse 16. But early, in the beginning, in the garden, among Adam and Eve, God promised redemption. Genesis chapter 3 told the devil, I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head and thou shalt bruise his heel. What's he saying? He's going to send a Savior. And he's going to destroy the power of the devil. Because he'll die for people's sins and they can be forgiven from sin and they can't overcome the devil. Redemption was promised in the Garden of Eden. And it's emphasized throughout the Old Testament. Isaiah 28 and verse 6, for those of you who are taking notes, Isaiah 28 and verse 16, I've got that on the board there for you. That prophecy says, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. So, emphasized assurance in the things of Christ. And that grace is now here. Paul said, when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5, verse 6 through 8. Paul said, this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16 and verse 16. If we believed the truth about punishment, we would flee for refuge in the cleft of the rock. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. And then be faithful unto death in order to receive the crown of life. Revelation 2 and verse 10. We see the need for faithfulness in teachers and gospel preachers. Preach the word, Paul says. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. But the devil's influence causes the gospel to be modified to provide the taste of the deluded world. So then we have the social gospel. But right after Paul said, preach the word, he said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears, and they'll turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3 and 4. But the course of the true servant is, watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 5. And because I tell you these things, if it's about universalism, if it's about conscience being your guide, if it's about marriage, whatever it's about, I am not your enemy because I tell you the truth. That's Galatians 4:16. Paul said, I'm not your enemy because I tell you the truth. If error and the guilt of error and the danger of it is set before you, please be thankful about it. Paul told the Ephesian elders, I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. I've showed you and I've taught you publicly and from house to house. Acts 20 and verse 20 and Acts 20 and verse 27. Jude says, those others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. The 23rd verse of that one chapter book. The devil is here. He abounds everywhere. Peter said, be sober, be vigilant. Thank you.